will steady you and hold you up, make clear your route until the time is right. Then fling open with flagrant, festive abandon any door that is still shut. Piercing the soul. This moon, a pearl-handled dagger of light, piercing the soul wide, wide open. It says, you've done enough. Now just let go. Receive. Listen inside to all you knew. You always knew before others trained you to forget. Coconut. Don't tell me how well you conjure, dream, or list your wishes for ghosts to grant on full moons. Or how you manifested that mate in a month, or that parking space in a jam, or how you always get whatever you want whenever you want it. 'Cause honey, I still don't care. You can spend a whole life chasing this or that, when instead you could be a coconut. Cracked by God's own hand and splashed on this earth like holy milk. For those who so oddly thought they weren't enough, please change me, divine beloved, into one who can feel wildly open to receiving. Let me know my own value, beauty, and worthiness without question. And let me allow others the supreme pleasure of giving to me. Oh, let me know how to receive in every possible way. Pelt me with miracles. Like rain soaking a cracked desert floor. Caress my soul with your grace. Steep me in your love like peaches in wine. Melt my heart, melt my heart, melt my heart, and change me into one who can forgive completely. So I may carry your light with total abandon. Let me accept myself in every possible way, for I am utterly and shamelessly your very own. Chapter 2. Romancing the Void. The Kiss. Since the divine will never be closer than she is this moment, her kiss never waits till you meet your soulmate or have a baby or adopt that stray dog. No need to nab the perfect handstand or hope that Venus might finally submit one day to Mars. No need to grow more worthy or burn more sage or light one more flame. Her lips descend when the torrid lust for future and past expires in a fit of pure exhaustion. And you bless this very moment.